Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time, federal authorities are saying they have evidence linking one of the men arrested by the FBI in Watertown last week to the alleged Times Square bomber. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the specifics of the evidence, which was introduced during the man's immigration hearing in Boston yesterday.
An attorney for Immigration and Customs Enforcement says when federal agents arrested the man, who told the judge his name is Aftab Ali, they recovered an envelope with the name Faisal on it and a telephone number with a 203 area code. That's in Connecticut. The agents also found a cell phone, and in its directory, they found, under the name Faisal, the same phone number. Federal agents later determined that the number belongs to Faisal Shahzad, the alleged Times Square bomber. But Ali's lawyer, Saher Makarios, says a federal lawyer offered no proof that the cell phone found by an agent belonged to Ali.
He did not say he found it on my client. He said he found it in the premises. It's a big difference. There are more than one person living in that premises.
Makarios spoke to reporters outside the JFK building on City Hall Plaza after the hearing. He says Ali, whose official documents refer to him as Aftab Ali Khan, told him he doesn't know Shahzad, the alleged Times Square bomber.
He insisted that he had no connection with that gentleman. He never seen him before.
Makarios says Ali has never even talked to Shahzad. Ali was able to come to the U.S. with a visa for fiancés. He was dating a U.S. soldier. Ali was a convoy driver for a private company in Kuwait that provided U.S. soldiers with food and supplies. He and the soldier became engaged, but later she sent him an email breaking off the engagement and telling him not to come. Ali flew to Colorado Springs to meet his ex-fiancée anyway. His lawyer, Saher Makarios, was asked why, after his fiancée broke up with him, Ali was still so determined.
Obviously, you never broken up with somebody, have you? You try and try. Nothing wrong with that.
But no dice. She didn't want to marry him. Federal agents say Ali offered to pay the ex-fiancée $5,000 to marry him, but she still said no. According to the agents, she told Ali she had a boyfriend. He said she could marry him and stay with the boyfriend. The agents say Ali got angry with his ex-fiancée and then asked her to marry another Pakistani man. Again, she refused. After 3 days, Ali left Colorado Springs and went to Massachusetts. He then married another U.S. citizen, a teacher. Ali's lawyer says on the day he was arrested, his client was headed for Pakistan to wait for his green card. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.